Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg have secured the backing of the joint party room for their new energy policy, the National Energy Guarantee. Mr Turnbull sold it to Australia Today, calling it a game changer.
This is a national energy guarantee that will ensure that we have affordable power, that it is reliable, we keep the lights on and we can afford to keep them on, and that we meet our international commitments under the Paris Agreement to cut our emissions. In other words, it delivers affordability, reliability and responsibility.
And by affordability, it's estimated up to $115 in savings will be made to household bills each year from 2020 for 10 years. The guarantee builds on the government's existing energy policy, which includes ensuring energy retailers offer consumers a better deal, delivering more gas for Australians before it's shipped offshore, and building Snowy 2.0. Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg says it's a pro-market policy which will deliver low electricity prices.
It means no subsidies, no taxes, no trading systems. And what it does do is it creates a more reliable, affordable energy system which helps us meet our international commitments.
The guarantee is made up of two parts, a reliability guarantee to ensure that energy is always available and an emissions guarantee to contribute to Australia's international commitments. The reliability guarantee will see power companies required to use a certain amount of electricity from what's called dispatchable sources, like coal, gas or hydro, to theoretically prevent blackouts. It means there'll be room in the plan for a mix of energy sources, including solar and wind. Under the government's National Energy Guarantee, coal and gas will contribute between 64 to 72% of energy generation by 2030. It's also expected to deliver 28 to 36% of renewables by 2030, much to the dismay of Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler.
Australia should have at least 50% of its electricity delivered by renewable energy by 2030. We've said that there are a range of mechanisms that can deliver that outcome.
He also argues the new plan would destroy the renewables sector.
It would restrict growth in renewables over the course of the decade in the 2020s to less than half a percent per year, which would cost thousands and thousands of jobs in this burgeoning industry, an industry that is growing exponentially all around the world.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull took a moment in question time to urge support from the opposition.
Get on board and adopt this expert recommendation that has come, that for the first time will level the playing field, end the subsidies, end the taxes, ensure that we have a genuinely technology-agnostic energy market.
The government now needs the backing of states and territories.